broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh here, Saving Seniors, and it's a lucky day for me because I have the renowned former mayor of Redondo Beach, Steve Aspel, with me.
Thank you.
You're renowned.
I'm renowned. I'm still alive. That's all that counts.
Yes, exactly.
I'm renowned former. And former is the best part. I could run one more time, but I won't. My wife would divorce me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like talking, you know, this is perfect seniors conversation because we're former this and former that. That's
right.
Very common for the seniors.
And I'm more senior than you are.
Yes.
Be 71.
Which is weird because you don't look a day over 70 and a quarter.
I know, 70 and a half. You know what? In August 16th, I'll be 71 and a half. I just don't want to be like certain people at 80 years old.
Yikes.
They can't blink or anything like that.
Right. You know, isn't it funny? I mean, we don't know what cards were dealt. I know people completely misbehave. They drink too much. They don't watch what they eat. They barely exercise. And they're like fit as a fiddle at 95. And then others who minded their P's and Q's, as they say. And then they're shuffling their feet with neuropathy. And my toes are already getting numb at 67.
Really?
So, yeah, that's not good. So,
I got numb parts everywhere from all my neck surgeries and back surgeries and knee. 21 operations.
Wow.
21.
This is exciting. Yeah. And now I know how to headline this show.
21 operations. Well, three cancer operations. I lived through that.
Wow.
It's all good.
21. I want to be you. Well, no. Do I want to be you anymore?
No. I can three knee operations. One new knee.
How'd that go?
We're talking about old people, right?
Yeah, this is the whole point. Let's count our operations.
That's what you do when you're old.
Yeah, I love it.
You used to talk about other fun stuff. Now you're talking about, I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago. I was at the river last week, first day there. And we're not drinking any cocktails, we're just drinking water, but you got to drink electrolytes when you get old.
Yeah.
And I was driving the boat up, and my two daughters, my two son-in-laws, my two granddaughters, and my wife. And we're only about a quarter mile away from the house where we are, and the Colorado River, across some needles, where it's a unique city. But I looked at my son-in-law and said, "You got to drive. Don't feel good." I was getting dizzy. And I didn't drink enough water. They thought, "Well, you drink too much." I go, "No, I don't drink any alcohol when I'm captain of the little boat." Especially with kids on the board. Well, the police have no pity on anybody if you're drinking out there. Mm. If I start coughing, I have something going on here. Anyway.
May I interrupt you one sec? You're about to talk about how you didn't drink enough water and electrolytes.
Yeah, I didn't drink enough water, and I got off the boat. We pulled over to a little beach.
Yeah.
And I got off the boat, and I fell in the water. My legs just collapsed. So they kind of picked me up out of the water. It was all sandy. And I was loopy. And I realized later that night that we had driven about 3 miles past where I gave him the helm of the boat. I have no recollection. And once they gave me all these fancy, these young people drink all these fancy, expensive electrolyte things. I had a couple of those sitting in the water. He put a hat on me, and I sat in the water neck deep of 62-degree water. And I perked up after about a half hour. But, yeah, my daughter goes, "You had a heat stroke. You were out because you were talking gibberish." I said, "Well, you must listen to me talk all the time."
I know this setting.
I know that gibberish. Anyway, yeah, when you get old, you got to be taken.
You know, it's interesting. That happened to me sort of recently, not exactly like that at all, but a version of it. I'm reading all this Health Digest stuff, and they said, and my blood pressure is very good, by the way. but he thinks that this guy thinks that we really should have 110 over 70 or something. I'm 120 over 70 or 80.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's really good. So, but I thought I'd eliminate, they say salt isn't natural to have in your diet, so I eliminated the salt. I started feeling faint midday, and my daughter, my own daughter, as well as yours, said, are you drinking enough? What are you drinking? I said, I drink plenty of water, but I eliminated salt. She goes, yeah, you need salt.
You need salt.
It retains the water. Otherwise, it's going to go right through you. And so I started feeling faint because I was on a health kick, which turned out to be ridiculous.
My wife, Pam, had to go to the paramedics, had to come to the compound out there at the river about 5 or 6 years ago and take Pam to the hospital in Fort Mojave. She was out. Mm. And she hit the floor.
Mm.
And they said, your wife dehydrated.
Mm.
I said, she drinks like a bottle of water all day long. The joke is, she's the only person there that doesn't leave half a bottle of water laying around. Mm. She finishes her water.
Mm.
Guy goes, you need to go get Pedialyte.
Right.
And all this, I don't know what you call this stuff, it's orange. Not Tang, but it's stuff. And she goes, it's got too many calories. I go, Pam, it only has 5.
Right.
You're fine. But anyway, yeah, when you drink that, you're fine.
We need salt.
And the kids put these little packets they have.
Uh-huh.
They pour it into the bottle of water and drink it. And they
so
gave
the
me
kids are doing this.
Oh, they got.
Why do they do it? Just for flavor? But it turns
out. No, because everyone
knows about the salt electrolyte thing.
My kids run their life by YouTube.
Mm.
You know, at my old age, we don't know anything about raising kids.
Mm.
I don't give advice on my grandkids because we don't know anything. But they have they go to YouTube, figure out what this means, and go from there.
Mm.
But they have, it's electrolytes. I don't have, so I have lung cancer.
Where's your electrolytes?
No, I don't have anything wrong. But
I've fallen and I can't get
my voice. Maybe I need water. But it was I drank that stuff with the whatever the powder was, and it wasn't illegal. I mean, it was just out of a health food store, and I felt great.
Yeah,
I drank a lot of that.
And you know,
it was 120 degrees too.
That's hot. But even normal day to day, it turns out we need things to retain the water. I learned this big education, and I read a book that's this reference book that's 4 inches thick on how not to die, how not to age. These two different books, and he's anti salt, and it turns out that that caused me to almost fall down on my living room floor because I didn't put enough salt. We sweat all the time naturally, and if you're working out, you're going to be sweating anyway.
The doctor told Pam out there that you need. Why are you avoiding this stuff? You need to drink it.
Right.
All this water is dehydrating you more.
Uh-huh. Because it goes right through you, right?
And I don't know the rules. I'm just going by what I was told.
Right.
We see enough doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have lung cancer, by the way, I'm feeling.
And you're going to get a life alert, maybe? This is a humorous show. I've fallen and I can't get out. Or you can ding.
I should.
I know somebody was saved by that. That dame I'm dating, this great gal, Julie, I feel like she's been calling dames or abroad. She, her dad had it and pressed the button one time when he fell.
It worked?
And it worked like a champ.
Who knows what I'm going to get?
Yeah.
I hope to live long enough to worry about that.
Yes. Yeah, we hate a premature death. You won't mind it, but people around you have grown fond of you over the years, so we need you.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
My grandkids, they're my reason I keep going now.
You're an okay Jake, as they say.
It's okay Jake? Well, we have the grandkids at our house most of the time.
Yeah.
So Pam is a better babysitter than I am. I do.
You just have to be there. You don't have to do anything.
I don't do anything.
Kids, they just want you to be there.
I teach them how to do that, what's on your shirt? Get the guys to
know. Oh, you're doing that. You know, my brother used to walk into walls. He'd kick the wall and grab his nose. And my kids eventually started calling him the guy who, he used to do it in elevators. He goes, the guy who kicks the elevator.
Really?
Yeah. That's a good trick. You should try that. You grab your nose, you go, bang. Oh.
My bad trick, my grandkids are a little too young for this trick yet, but if I'm allowed to be around kids who are like 4, 5, 6 years old at a restaurant, I teach them how to take the unscrew the salt and pepper and put the lid back on.
That's funny.
And set it back over there.
That's one of the classics.
So you go put salt and pepper on
it. Oh, my God.
Boom, the whole thing comes out. I saw people call me. My kid's still doing it. He's 20 years old. He's going to teach his kids. It's a fun thing. I don't know. You got to do something to
Sometimes people have switched. They put salt. They put a little napkin over the pepper container and then put salt inside between the thing. And so when they're shaking the pepper, salt comes out.
Oh, I might have to try that.
And it's
that.
Not as – it doesn't ruin the meal over, you know, like a big pile of pepper instead of You're bringing me up. These
are Carl Walsh's ideas on how to trick people in restaurants.
I like Seinfeld had something where you look at the bill and you go, they're charging for butter? You know, in front of the whole table. I said that last night. My kids, they go, we didn't have any butter.
Didn't have any butter. You know, I've never watched that show in my life.
Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee or the Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
In your life, wow.
I've been, in the background, I've never sat down to watch a show. I've been to that restaurant. It's up by Columbia University. The restaurant.
Oh, right, right. Monks.
Whatever it's called. It said restaurant outside. I don't know.
Wow.
Well, old people. Hospital experience. My wife was in St. Something at Columbia University. She had carted over there. And really healthy people. I don't know.
What, what happened to Pam in New York?
She had a...
stab wounds?
Pericarditis.
Gesundheit.
It's exactly. And it's they say she caught it on a subway.
Hmm.
And I don't know how it got there that fast. We were only there for a week. But we were checking out of the Essex House Hotel.
Hmm.
Right across from Central Park.
Hmm.
And she couldn't get out of bed. She said, I'm having a heart attack. Something's wrong. But she was fine, but she just hurt.
Hmm.
So I said, well, we just got to go. So I take her downstairs. We check out, and she says she fallen on the ground.
Mm.
So they called a cab. They didn't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they called a cab, took her to an urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
Urgent care lady says, no, I'm calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
And they took her to St. whatever it was in Columbia University, and she had called pericarditis. It's an inflammation, infection of the sac that holds your heart.
Holy cow.
Yeah, holy, it is like deadly. And so she was there a week, almost a week. Yeah.
Wow, in the hospital for a week.
Yeah, so I got to be in New York. I got to be in New York alone. I didn't mean to come out that way. But that's why I was walking down the street and I saw that hotel. I mean, the hotel, the restaurant. So, she shared a room and she had a nice view.
Mm.
And they checked some lady in who'd been there before, and she was mad. She started yelling at the staff that Pam had her bed with the view.
Oh, my God. That's
and
funny.
And the lady's kids stuck in beer and crackers to her and potato chips to the lady. New York. So.
That's funny.
But anyway, yeah, Pam's healthy. She runs every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's the healthiest person I've seen.
Me too. Sometimes you can't tell.
Right. Right.
You better. That's why when you get old, you better be careful.
And enjoy your life as it is.
I'm trying.
You know, one of the things I'm going to do, seniors tend to do this trip too, but I'm doing my third trip at the Camino de Santiago in Spain. Supposedly it's the path that St. James or the disciple James went, which of course is impossible, by the way, but it's sort of mythological.
Yeah.
But there's lots of people who go there and this time, in the past, I've had my luggage ported, and I stay in a one-bedroom, you know, modest place. Now I'm going to do what I was scolded to do, which is use a backpack and stay in a hostel. These aren't youth hostels, you know, that criminals stay in, you know, kids who steal your stuff.
Yeah.
But these are called pilgrim hostels, and so where, you know, you hear people snoring and farting.
So there are old people to steal your stuff.
Yeah, there's old people to steal your stuff. Yeah. And so I'm going to, you know, the window's closing to wear a backpack again. This could be my last backpack trip ever. You know, it's like tick-tock, tick-tock.
You're not that old. People are still doing it.
No, but you need to do this while that. I know
better,
I'm still good now. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
You've done that a couple times.
Yes.
Were you there last month?
Yeah, last summer.
Were you out of town a few weeks ago?
I was. I went to Martha's Vineyard and the Cape Cod with that dame I'm seeing.
Ah, the broad.
Yeah. I met her sister. She was vetting me in front of her sister and brother-in-law. I did okay, I guess.
Have I met this broad?
Hold on, let me think. No. No, she's the real deal. So, you know.
Does she listen to the show?
I got her sister on this show, by the way, who's a financial planner.
They listen.
I should... I don't know who listens to the show, frankly. I mean, let's be real about this. Unless I can get a fax, I assume no one listens.
You've got to be careful what you say.
Right.
Yeah. She's a broad. Well, is it real? I don't know. I've had so many. She's real this week.
No. That's
this is a real deal.
No. She's such
Give her my cell phone.
She's such a nice person. She may give me the heave-ho if I'm not careful. But
she's a nice person?
Oh, yeah. You're done. Like the nicest person I've ever met.
Yeah, you're out of town because my son-in-law was over your house doing work.
Oh, yeah.
My son-in-law does stuff for you. That's right.
Yeah, I got to have him back.
It's all in the family.
I got to have him back because we got to do some stuff. It's closing in on me, you know, the weeds and everything, and I have to have things built so that I can gardening back to things to do. So Camino de Santiago I'm doing. I like to garden.
And when are you going there?
September, okay. First week in September.
How many miles are you walking? Kilometers.
Usually it's about 16 miles a day. And people who are really hardcore do the whole thing in 5 weeks or something. It's the beat down. After 5 days, my head's spinning. And it's not just the fatigue. It's a mental fatigue, too.
So you're doing this just as a physical thing, not because you want to see some beautiful church or something.
No. You know, but you meet a lot of nice people, and it's a goal.
I'm impressed.
It's just a goal, you know.
I've had people, another guy I know, you know him, he completed the Pacific Crest Trail.
Whoa, that's a big deal, from start to finish?
Yeah, and his name escapes me. He's a mortgage broker in Redondo Beach. I'll think of it someday.
It
took him years.
Oh, okay, he chunked it down.
The whole thing.
Right.
He finally was very proud of the fact he finished the last little section.
No, that's something to be proud of.
It really is.
No, I was actually thinking of starting it down by the Mexican border. And I read a forest report, you know, who would have thunk California forestry, and they go, do not start this trail by yourself because there's so many smugglers and murderers on it. You need to go with several, you know, guys, you know.
That sounds so fun. Let's go with a bunch of guys. Carry a gun.
Yeah, I don't know why a couple guys would have any fight against smugglers and murderers.
Yeah, they don't use little handguns anymore.
No, yeah.
Oh, well.
So, anyway, I chose not to start. But I want to meet this fellow someday. When the name comes to the top,
we'll think about it. Yeah, you do know him.
It's not John Marisu, right?
No.
He's not really
His office is... I'll find it.
Anyway, we don't want to talk about the air. I don't want to promote somebody.
Don't promote somebody else. He's a mortgage broker.
Knucklehead, yeah.
That's right. He's a mortgage broker.
Anyway, so let's see. Things we're going to do. So, trips.
Trips.
Domestic trips. International trips. What were we talking about? With things to do, like you went to the river and you went boating and keep up on your electrolytes.
Yeah, we haven't been any place really fun this year. But we talked about it once. Might as well have fun now.
Right.
But yeah, my favorite place is going to Europe.
Yeah.
And I don't fly first class. I don't take a picture, put it on Facebook of me sitting there with my wife in the front of the bus. I sit back as far back as you can go, by the head.
And you and I, remember, we'll tell the audience members that you and I have been to Europe together.
We have.
And it was the funnest time ever.
Amsterdam and to Ireland.
Ireland, the sunny southeast.
Sunny south, Waterford, Ireland.
Waterford.
I'd go back there. You know what I have? My goal, and you start thinking about this about when you start you're getting older. I have a goal. I want to take Pam to Switzerland.
Mm.
She's never been. She's only been to Europe twice. And it's like some assholes, only twice. Some people go 100 times, but most people don't go at all. But never been to Switzerland. And I've been, but when I was young and didn't appreciate it. I wasn't looking for mountains. I was looking for fun. Anyway, just for the fun of going to spend a couple of weeks.
There was immense flooding there just this week around.
I think I saw the news, yeah.
Yeah. I want
my
to
daughter
say
goes, you watch the news? My daughter's going, you watch the news? We don't watch the news. It's depressing.
That's smart.
Where do you get your opinions? Off of Facebook?
Right.
But, yeah, kids are different. Yeah, what do we do? I know. I build butterfly cages.
Oh, yes. And that's a great thing.
Monarch butterflies.
Right. And I'm a recipient of one
you
of your
have one,
cages.
I'm getting more into it now. I have making one now. I'm downsizing them so they're easier to transport. I did make one for a friend of mine from Taiwan, but he wanted me to ship it to Berkeley, California.
Mm.
It cost $450 to ship it up there.
You're kidding.
He paid. I didn't pay.
Wow.
And they had to pack it because they're kind of fragile. But it's just downsized, easier to make. I'm making one right now. in red, white, and blue. Put stars on it and the flag and the roof.
Perfect for this week.
That's why I won't finish it by January. I mean, July 4th.
You're allowed to say this. This is saving seniors. You're allowed to stumble.
Saving seniors. But that's what I do. And I've not cut any fingers off. But, you know, about 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, I didn't know how to use a router. Time for a commercial break.
Right. Anytime. I'm being signaled. Okay. All right, people, this is Saving Seniors. I'm Carl Walsh, and with the famous, renowned Steve Aspel, former mayor of Redondo Beach.
That's right.
Please stay tuned. I'm going to beg him to stand for a segment or two.
I will.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors, with the renowned, we've decided to stick with that, renowned Steve Aspel. Who, by the way, we're in Rotary together, so that's a common senior thing to do. I was in Rotary 20 years ago, then rejoined, and it's the same people. They used to be, you know, perky, fun, network, business exchanging people, and now they're just all retired people. Their mouths gaping open, just like me.
I re-enlisted. I'm the vice. I won't be president. Doesn't go into that. But I'm the vice president. Just so I can run a meeting of the president's gone.
Yeah, we need some entertainment.
I was going to leave. But the Rotary's great. Rotary is the greatest organization. It's not a cult.
Nope.
It's really good. It's just a different world than it was when you joined years ago. About maybe it's because, you know, people get the age and the expense. Young people can't join it. It's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife knew that 25 years ago at Rotary, if I went to Rotary on Wednesday, she might have to come and get me at 5 o'clock.
Right. You'd come home half in the bag.
I wouldn't come home. I wouldn't drive, but she'd pick me up. Nowadays, if you walk upstairs to the meeting with a beer, you get stink eye.
Right, right.
So, drinking in the daytime. But I said, you better have a little fun. You're running out of time.
Right.
Yeah, so
we're talking about fun things to do.
Yeah.
So there's charity, which is what Rotary is, and a variety of charities. There's hiking, if you can still do it.
I've hiked. Pam and I hike all the trails in Palos Verdes.
Yes.
Well, we were, especially during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hike as far because I had three surgeries in the last couple of years of my lower back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I fell.
Can you still hike okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to go 6 miles. I'm not doing 16 miles a day like you. But we go, we parked our truck somewhere in Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
And they have great horse trails.
And you're still doing it, right?
That's yeah, well, I go to the gym. I'm actually, I forgot the number. How many days are so far used in this year? I don't know, 180, I think. I've been to the gym 166 days.
Wow.
This year. I missed 7 last week.
Now, give our fellow seniors an idea. What do you do when you go to the gym?
I went there for rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Physical therapy. Uh-huh. Rehab. Yeah, rehab. I had...
Your drug counselor was there?
Yeah, my drug counselor helps me out. Well, if you took drugs, you probably feel better while you're doing it. I go there because my back and my... Mm-hmm. You got to be careful. I had 2 back surgeries in the last 3 years, and I had my neck surgery. My head doesn't turn at all.
Mm.
I got bolts. I'm a lot of fun at the airport.
But I've known you for a long time. I can't recall when your neck actually turned.
Well, because I had surgery in like 1990, I really first.
Right, I remember that.
But it was all due. It felt good, but then about 2.5 years ago in Palos Verdes, Rancho Palos Verdes, I was walking on a sidewalk. Mm-hmm. It's considered a sidewalk. It's a dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these electrical boxes weirdly placed, and it knocked me on my butt. And
you tripped over it, or
I
something?
I tripped. I think I put pictures on Facebook. I just landed face first, so I ended up having 3 surgeries. It destroyed my neck, but it was. I got a little bit of money out of it, but it wasn't enough to make up for the whole pain. I just, you know, I submitted a claim to the city, just so I'd protect my rights, and they just said, okay, we'll give you something. But no, we hike in the trails up there, and usually not on Saturday or Sunday.
Well, you know, I want to interject the tripping thing. I notice, you know, those of you who aren't quite 65 in the audience here, when you turn 65, you go to your physical, and it's at a whole new set of questions.
Yeah.
That do you have a throw rug?
Exactly.
Yeah, do you? And then they start giving you eye tests, from which they never used to give before, and they ask you, "Have you fallen?" I'm like, "Yikes!"
Yeah, so, I have.
When does this start, though? I mean,
so I can't tell because I've had so many. I was, as you know, I lived more of a wild life than most young people. I've had my knee replaced after 4 surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
I've had both hip replaced. One was twice I had to get replaced.
Why?
It got infected.
Oh no.
Because I'm a bad patient. I went home and barbecued. I don't know. It got infected.
Yeah.
And paramedics had to come. My blood pressure went to 50 over 25. I was dying. Got septic. Sepsis.
Sepsis. Remember, we know somebody who croaked from that.
Yep, we do. Anyway, I have had the hips, neck, 21 surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 cancer operations. A colorectal cancer.
Mm.
That was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many surgeries are those? 3?
That was 3. They had to.
I'm losing count here. Okay,
they take it out. Well,
it seems like each thing you got 3 surgeries. So you must have had 7 different ailments. 7 times.
4, 3 knee operations, and then a knee replacement.
Oh, I see. Okay,
okay. And then,
that's 4.
Then hips. That's 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's 7. Okay,
I keep forgetting. I have bolts in my lower back from 20 years ago, then 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a couple. The one favorite surgery I had, I woke up and I thought, we're done. The doctor goes, I apologize. The table broke.
During surgery?
During the surgery. And it wasn't like I fell on the floor. They had this microsurgery, they call it. They have the guys, you know, it's got to be exact with the knife and with the computer.
So the table broke.
And
he cut a main artery.
He could have, but the gimbal broke, so they can't manipulate. You remember your sleep? You have no idea.
I know what a gimbal is.
I'm an insurance guy. I don't have look at a Star Wars. It moves around.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, they had to go back and do it again the next day. And then neck surgeries, I've had 3 from the front,
uh-huh.
1 from the back.
Uh-huh.
I got a zipper down my back of my neck about a foot.
Yeah, it's a nice look.
Which is fine, because the doctor did warn me, though. He goes, when you wake up, you're going to hate me. He goes, the most painful surgery a man can have is they go into your neck from the rear.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is it worse than a knee replacement? He goes, no, knee replacements are for kids. That hurts. But see, I never listened to the doctors, so I got my knee infected. I got everything infected. But I used to ride motorcycles and didn't win races. I would crash.
So that's where
I did bad things.
It all came from? I mean, why don't I feel...
Mostly, but a lot of my family's got bad backs. I've got some gene pool problems. But I don't know. I was not a... I've probably been clumsy a long time.
So, yeah, that's an interesting thing. I wonder how much is, you know, congenital. So we're prostate people in my family.
Prostate.
And you're back people or knee people or joint people.
So no, I take...
How's your prostate?
I take two different medications for that.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, the fun story for old people, if you're really interested in it, the colonoscopy.
Love the colonoscopy. I got my SAG card from that.
Well, mine's way fun. I went to my regular doctor, and I wanted a prescription of the magic blue pill.
Oh, yes.
And as a joke, he said, I'm not going to give it to you until you get a colonoscopy.
Oh.
I go, Doc, I can get it anywhere I want. Just give me the prescription. He goes, well, I'm not going to do it to get a colonoscopy. So lo and behold, I went and got it. I woke up, and the doctor goes, we got a problem. You got cancer.
Holy cow.
So the next 2 days later, I was back in the hospital. They don't put you to sleep on this colonoscopy. You're awake.
Mm-hmm.
And that little tumor, which is the size of a pinhead, looks like it's the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a female doctor and two female assistants. And she goes, all right, I know you're thinking of something. Give me your best shot. I said, about what? She goes, because it's really weird.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I had many fantasies of three women, but not in this position.
Boom.
But they found it. And because I was an elected official, it made the newspapers. So I announced it. And so my daughters are in high school. And the front page of the local papers say, want of sex saves councilman's life.
That is so funny.
And I still have the papers. As you go online right now, you'll see it. And it made the high school newspaper. My daughters were in high school.
That is so funny.
Your kids don't think you're ever going to do that dirty deed. But anyway, I still give him credit because just by him holding out on the Viagra, I got the colonoscopy.
Yeah. But then later found out you had
I had cancer, and then I went immediately into radiation, chemo.
Right.
And then a couple surgeries. We got to wear a bag, which is really pleasant. A little poop bag in your front. And they took it off finally. But it's all good. You know, getting old isn't for pussies.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's not for the faint of heart, as they say. So I've been signaled we're going to take a break here. And then we want to go through Steve's next operation and maybe my heart surgery. Okay. Saving Seniors, Carl Walsh with Steve Aspel.
I hope you.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
everybody. Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors, and we're talking about surgeries as senior people with Steve Asbell.
You got me into talking, sitting here talking about ailments.
So so there I was going along normally, and I always had a heart murmur, which is just means you had a leaky valve. So I had the leaky valve, and I had a cardioversion, which means they use the paddles on you to put it back into rhythm. And then I had ablation, so you put it back into rhythm. And that seemed to work. But then I hadn't been to a cardiologist for a while because everything was going swimmingly. And I heard of some guy who died of some heart ailment. And I said, I better go back to my actually, what happened was I went into for my gout. Because we want to talk about ailments. Every 90 days I have to have my uric acid tested. And there's this new doctor who didn't know me. And when he listened to my heart, he went, whoa, you have a heart, quite a heart murmur there. I'm thinking, doctors shouldn't say whoa, typically, is my thought.
Not.
So I decided to get a cardiologist again, this time at Cedars-Sinai, not with the riffraff down here. No offense, the riffraff is listening. The guy squinted and leaned forward. He said, you sure you're not having any symptoms? I mean, you really have a leaky valve. Plus, it's calcifying and it's not closing all the way. I mean, it's not closing. It's not opening. Yeah, pretty soon, it's not going to open to a level you need to open. So fast forward, it didn't open. I went, got a new heart valve. And prior to that, 6 months prior to that, I walked the Camino.
Right.
So I didn't get symptoms until right within a month or two of the operation. But so that's a congenital thing that if they didn't know how to replace heart valves, I might have been keeled over, even though I'm Mr. Fit.
You've always been runner. You're a runner, cross country skier.
So, and that has nothing to do with anything, right? That's just a bad part. They replaced my part.
They never know.
And I had
wake up dead.
Parts as parts. I wonder what would have happened. Would I just be shuffling in a wheelchair or would I be dead?
Again, I'm a mayor, an insurance guy, and a healer. I don't know, but you'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
I just think you might not wake up.
Right, right. One day you just don't.
That's the way to go. I passed out in Vegas, sober. Mm-hmm. I went a farmer's insurance thing, and I qualified for convention, but I just got my bag removed.
Congratulations.
And I wasn't going to go because you had to be careful where I am at all times.
Uh-oh.
So my wife talked me into going. You earned this go. I got off the jet, went to check into my hotel, my room at the Paris Hotel. Mm-hmm. Went to walk to find my fellow farmers insurance people. And next thing I know, I'm right in the back of an ambulance.
Oh, no.
And I still have a scar here. I broke my nose, my lip, ding, two fake teeth.
Oy.
I broke everything, and I have they said everything went down too fast. Boom. I shouldn't have been traveling.
What is sitting quietly in a plane hurt you? How does it hurt you?
Probably the altitude. I don't know. I just got up and I walked through the airport. I felt great. All of a sudden, I looked at two guys that and I said, I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to go to the bar?
Mike Ball.
No, I won't use their names.
Okay, no names.
Mike Ball would have saved me. But anyway, let's go to the bar. I said, well, let's go get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I'm drinking through a tube in the hospital.
Holy cow.
And
with French people talking to
you. The interesting story about that, that was a Thursday evening, and my daughter was turning 18 the next day.
Mm.
She's 31, so you can do the math.
Mm.
And I told the doctor, I said, I'm leaving. I got to get out of here. He goes, you're not going anywhere for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it was yet. You could have had a heart attack.
Mm.
And it's Vegas. They want my credit card. They don't trust insurance. You pay at these hospitals, and then you get reimbursed. Because
mm-hmm.
it's Vegas, people don't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I was all paid up, and I called my friends. I said, go to the hotel, get my baggage, my luggage, come and get me. And I pulled my IV out. I left the hospital without permission.
Did anybody notice this peculiar, you walking down the hall?
I know we're on radio. While we're talking, I will show you a picture, and you can describe it. It is, I went to the airport, and the TSA guy almost didn't let me board the
jet. Whoa, Batman. His face looks like he got the daylights beat
out of
him.
I'm really swollen up. My nose is broken. I have stitches. My lip here, which still causes a little lisp, it's stitched up. My eyes were swollen shut.
Oh,
I told the guy that I lost an MMA fight last night.
That's funny.
Because this isn't you. I said, yeah, that's up for my passport picture. And that's the picture, though. And I flew home, made my daughter's 18th birthday party.
Wow.
Yeah. And they figured something just happened, my blood or sugars or whatever, because I just got out of the hospital.
Hmm.
So the moral story is about aging. Listen to the doctor. I don't listen.
Yeah, you are really the worst. Every bad story you've told so far is a result of you misbehaving after you had the...
There's Palos Verdes, my face.
Whoa. Yeah,
but that's, it looks like a Monster energy drink scab.
Show our engineer here.
That was about a year and a half ago. Yeah. And I didn't know my neck was...
Yikes.
...torn up. And anyway...
You should be like, wear a helmet wherever you go, just walking around.
William Holden drinking helmet.
Yes, exactly right. That's funny.
Old guys know that.
Only old guys know that.
But no, I don't complain. It's just the way it is. I still go out there. I'm at the river last week, and I'm 71 and a half, as Stephen would say.
Yeah.
And my daughter's going, did you guys go out with Goggy and Poppy, my wife's parents, when they were 71? I said, no. So my dad was about ready to keel over at 71.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out there boating at 120-some degrees and doing all kinds of stuff. And so I still try and do stuff. You know, I just know I was going to do, I have a sit ski.
What's that?
It's
a sit ski. Okay.
Sit ski. So it takes less pressure on all the parts.
I thought it was a Polish friend of yours.
That's true.
Louis Sitski.
Louis, that's her name.
Okay.
Yeah, Sitski. Now, we're better. This is a kid's show, isn't it? You can have this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I got it out of my boat to use it, and it was broken.
Mm.
I didn't repair it last time, I guess. But no, I still try to do that stuff. I gave up. I sold my Harley.
That's pretty good.
Because if I dropped it, I couldn't pick it up.
Mm.
And if I fall, I'm going to be using a poker on a keyboard.
Did you have to pay separate insurance for that? Because on a financial note, I like to get rid of anything that gives me a financial drip. So if you're paying insurance on the motorcycle, all of a sudden it's cheaper. Plus, you put some loot in your jeans.
Yeah, I sold that, well, like 4 years ago.
Yeah, so you put
I use my boat. My boat costs me a couple thousand a year to store and maintain. But I use it 6 to 7 days a year. I've offered to give it to my son-in-laws.
Mm.
And I'm getting some work done on it now, so it'll last another 10 years.
Have they showed interest?
They don't want it.
Oh, okay.
They want it. They want me to keep it and then keep taking them.
Right.
And
they know about the drip.
They know about the drip. I'm one of your customers. They know about the drip.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, you know, you don't want to. You get old. You can't outlive your. You know, you can't have too much fun right now, so you have no fun later on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good. That's good to put in people's mind.
I should have thought about that 25 years ago.
Right.
But Carl Walsh is if you're listening intently about your business, and you are a financial genius. You always have been, and you always used to yell at me. You would open your wallet up and you say, "Oh, there come the moss, it comes flat out," and I'm there throwing Benjis around like I'm some rich guy. So I tell my kids, and all the kids, I said, "See that? Save your money."
But
you
also,
put
you
money
know,
in the bank and pretend there's no. You can't take it out.
You don't want to forego experiences, though, because I do have that gene in me that I rather regret doing something, like when I was younger, asking a girl out, rather than walking away and not doing something. So you can still keep some loot in your jeans, as I said, and experience life without hiding and being in your house.
You know, I also don't lease cars.
But talk to your CPA about leasing cars.
I know.
Because there's a formula somehow. Everything's a formula. I just go.
You know why you lease a car? So a guy like me could drive a better car than they can really afford.
Ba-dum-bum. On that note, we have one more segment. So, Saving Seniors, Carl Walsh with the renowned Steve Aspel.
All your
live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Carl Walsh again with Saving Seniors in our last segment with the renowned Steve Aspel. I should have named this. You know what? I may name this Fun with Steve.
Fun with Steve. Remember, I met you on the Yellow Pages. You called me.
Yes, that's the greatest story ever.
Yeah.
I was looking for an insurance agent, and I looked on the Yellow Pages. And I on a side note with that, I recently said, yeah, finally the Yellow Pages, they got the message that nobody uses the Yellow Pages. Mm-hmm. Guess what I got in my mailbox the other day, the first time in years, a Yellow Page book.
They were listening on your phone.
What is this? Nobody uses Yellow Pages.
But people pay a lot of money to be in there.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, who are these advertisers who are putting money in there? They're basically filling the whole thing up. Are they getting any phone calls?
I'm thinking they're online, so they have to still send out the book. Kills a lot of trees.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing. Who uses
Yellow Pages? But when you travel, mm-hmm. don't you go to the Yellow, go to the phone book and try and find Walsh's? Do you ever look?
Oh, in Ireland, it's like Lopez in Mexico.
Well, I know. But you go to, what if you were in, you could be in Barcelona, you might find a Walsh. You
know? Oh, I haven't done that, yeah.
Wait, there's one living, still a Walsh? Never mind.
No, because there are no phone books anymore.
Some former Walsh.
You know, on my last trip, as an antique, they had a phone booth in the reception lounge that was not workable. And it wasn't even that ancient. It wasn't like an old-fashioned, but it was just an old phone booth, like a normal phone booth, just to show people before they all got discarded forever.
I was in a court case about 2 months ago. I was called to be a witness. And I was waiting my turn. And in the lobby at the Stanley Mosque courthouse downtown L.A., there's about 20 phone booths lined up. The old panel, wood paneling. Like, you're waiting for all these reporters with the hats on. You run in there.
But there were no phones in there.
No phones.
Just, yeah.
There were the other guys shooting up in there and stuff like that. There were people. But
There were people. There were literally booths, and people were sitting in the booth, like bums. And
I don't think they were.
You can't call people
That's
bums.
Very rude.
I know.
I'm kidding. It's not rude. It's just real life.
As Seinfeld said, you can call an umpire a bum. You can call an opponent a bum. But you can't call a bum a bum.
You can't call a bum a bum. I heard that before. That's funny. You can't make any fun of anybody anymore.
No.
You have, like...
And that used to be the fun of Rotary when we were there. We used to make fun of everybody, and now everybody's a little touchy.
Oh, I don't say a word anymore.
No.
I'm quiet at Rotary.
Yeah.
But I will be running meetings in August. You have to show up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
John, the president, will be out of town in Spain.
Mm.
España. And he's going to go there, and I'm going to be the de facto president for two or three meetings.
Mm.
I'll bring back the old days.
Yes.
We'll bring shooters. No cell phones allowed at the table. And it was my pet peeve. But anyway, yeah, it's funny. We were talking about Spain. How come? I've been to every country in Europe just about, but not Spain.
Come on.
Nope, not even through it. Not even the airport. Can't even say I flew over it.
Wow.
I've been to everywhere right around there, probably a block away.
You've been to Portugal?
No, that's really right. I have not been to that peninsula.
Mm-hmm. The Iberian
peninsula. I want to be able to say I went to Gibraltar. Like I say, I legitimately have been to 85 countries.
Mm-hmm. 85.
But, and well, you got to count like there's... It's kind of cheesy. I count all these little weird countries in Africa.
Well, why is that bad if you were legitimately there?
I don't know. They're still countries. They're probably like homelands. Mm-hmm. They probably aren't proper to say anymore.
And how long do you have to stay there? Because I remember I was flying to New Zealand via Hong Kong. That's like saying I'm in L.A. and I'm flying to New York via Caracas. Yeah. Anyway, so we're there for 4 hours in Hong Kong, and we went out of the airport, and I walked in the city. It was dark, and all I saw were high rises.
That counts.
And I went back in, and with my cousin, he's counting it. I'm like, I didn't really get a foot.
Well, that counts. You were there. You set foot on that soil.
Yes.
I don't count. I was in Miami Airport once. I've never been to Florida.
Uh-huh. Never been to Florida?
No. It's not in my top 10.
It doesn't make any sense, because we're already in a temperate climate.
Yeah, I don't need to go see that. I'd rather go somewhere fun. I mean, fun to me. But I don't know. I'd like to travel more, but while I still can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the whole point of this trip, Fun with Steve. Our tick-tock. We need to get on planes and start going
seeing people want to fly first class so they can show their friends on their social media. Everybody that flies first class goes on social media and says, here we are with a glass of champagne. We're boarding on our flight too.
Right. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. If you sit back in a coach of Aer Lingus, mm-hmm. you're not posting those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They make fun of you. I had this deal. We didn't use it this year, but I was given two first-class tickets to Kona on American Airlines.
Mm.
From
you haven't used them yet?
In lieu of cash payment, I took the points that the guy gave me.
I see.
And anyway, I called him back. I said, you know what? I'm going to take my family.
Mm-hmm.
I got off the phone with American Airlines. I could take all six of us in coach, and you get points back.
Mm.
Rather than Pam and I sitting in first class.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that's a great idea. But you could fly your whole family for cheap to Hawaii unless you want to sit up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'll still keep you in first class. I'll put your kids in the back.
Mm.
And then we were going to give my daughters with their babies the first class seats. And I sit in the back with the boys and have a beer. But I still haven't used it. But you can fly anywhere in the world cheap if you fly coach.
Mm.
But you can't. It's not cool to send your friends your picture of you sitting back there crammed.
Yeah, I never do that. Yeah. I actually regret even being on Facebook now because you keep getting these notifications and it's distracting. And
I hate it.
Yeah, too much.
When I was social media is the reason I would never run for politics again because gives everybody a lot of courage that they don't really have. Like you said, you make fun of the two candidates, but everybody making fun of them would never do it themselves.
Mm.
No, the courage, but. Social media, that's why you got the phone book. You mentioned the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but they're listening to us all the time. We've discussed this before with Jay, and it's. I'll probably go home and get ads for phone books.
You'll get what?
Ads for phone books.
Oh, ads for phone books.
Yeah. And we have Siri at the house. Mm-hmm. We get all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I mean, old guys, it's hard to grow into this new, all the electronic stuff.
Yeah, I want less. I think as we get older, I think we want less is more, and now all these notifications, I don't know if it's keeping us younger or annoying, making life more painful near the end.
Well, group text, it's okay with my grandkids and my kids, but group text, little Rotarians like that.
Mm.
So, ding, 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 it's always going off, and everybody's got group emails. I hate them, because you get every time someone wants to respond, you get notified. And I just want you and I can...
It's maddening.
It's mad.
I won't put my name on any of those things, and I finally figured out how to take my name off if you're on a stream thing. I thought you couldn't take your name off, but I think you can.
You can, but they know it.
Yeah, good. I want them to know it. Yeah. I don't need to know all this every minute.
I can't know it with my kids.
Not your kids. No, you want the kids. I was talking about Rotary or something.
I know. But anyway, travel. Save your money, travel. Travel cheap.
And I'm lucky my daughter lives in Copenhagen, so after my Camino trip, I'm going to visit her in Copenhagen. And that's the only time I like to. I won't do it this time because I'm chopping up the trip. First I go to Connecticut, then I'm going to go to Spain, and then I'm going to go to her, so I don't need to chop it up. But when I go to see her do her ballet performances, I need to be rested. So that's when I do first class or business class, so I can lay down and go to sleep.
Right.
Otherwise, it takes me 4 days to.
But you're doing it by yourself. You're not taking some, you know. A bunch
no,
of people.
I always. I like.
No, we like flying up front. I do it when I was traveling with that band and stuff. We were traveling up front.
Yeah. Fun. That band.
Feed the kitty.
Okay, so I've been given the high sign here.
No.
We're ready to wrap it up.
We are.
So today was fun with Steve.
I can't believe it.
Senior saving.
Yeah, I said I'd stick around for like 2 minutes.
Right.
And you got me.
Yeah, we talk about all our operations, and I feel less than because I don't have any joint operations.
You'll keep it that way.
Yeah.
Don't be clumsy.
No. And that's I'll be a good patient. All right. Well, thank you, Steve, for coming by. Say no to drugs and be all you can be. This is Carl Walsh, Saving Seniors. Adios. See you next time.
Bye.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.